Stafford Show. John Downs in for Mike Stafford. Ever been to Casa Loma? It's kind of like Disney World, but probably with more mice. Big, big building. It's a big house. It was built in, completed in 1924 by Sir Henry Pellet. You know what? I'm just going to let the history, going to leave it over to Sir Henry Pellet's great-grandniece. Not happy with the way things are going in terms of negotiations and control of the historic Toronto building. Trelawney Howell joins us on the line. Trelawney, good day to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Now, why don't you tell us, give us a little bit of history, in fact. 1924, did I have that right?
No, 1924 was more or less when the city took over, actually 1926. It was built between 1911 and 1914, and then the World War I broke out. Sir Henry was the colonel of the Queen's Own Rifles, which is the regiment he formed, and he was involved in the military duties and didn't complete all of the castle. However, it was... Then he was forced into bankruptcy because the city seized what is now Ontario Hydro, which was his electric power company, and they forced him out by expropriating that and making it a public company, and now they're putting it into private ownership again.
So just clarify for us, because I know the Kiwanis Club took over, and that was at what point?
Well, the reason the Kiwanis Club took over, which was in 1937, was because it was vacant. The city had just left it abandoned for 12 years. There was a hotel that leased it for a few years, but then the Depression came in and they went into bankruptcy, so it just laid vacant. And Kiwanis Club of Detroit, Michigan, which is the Republican Party down there, approached the city about just running it by opening the doors and letting in tours and charging 25 cents to enter. And somehow they've had this monopoly control ever since. So that's 70 years of sole source monopoly control, multiple leases.
Even though this is technically city property?
It's owned by the city, and during some 23 municipal elections that have happened, as the elections are every 3 years, they just keep bypassing this, and it's gotten more and more corrupt. And now what's happened is the city had a report done 3 years ago. They commissioned the CLAC, Casa Loma Advisory Committee, to do a report into investigating the governance and the operations, and they found numerous problems in just about every area you could think of. And so the report strongly recommended that there'd be new governance, and that would be put up into a public trust to run, and then from there they would have open competitive tender process for other people to compete on it.
So essentially taxpayers would make some cash off this asset then?
Well, the taxpayers have really been losing on this because the city's put $20 million into the restorations of the exterior, which they're responsible for as the landlords. The interior that Kiwanis is responsible for, nothing's been done in heritage restoration whatsoever other than donations that were done by people donating to some of the rooms.
So we're taking a bit of a bath on this one.
Big time bath, and the funny thing is it brings in $6 million annually, and there's no, the lease agreement is that instead of Kiwanis, which are really becoming squatters since 1936 on this, they get 93% of the gross revenues, the other seven going to the city for the venues, like your weddings and films and whatever, and they get 66% of the gross emissions at the door.
So what happened here? I mean, it looks pretty clear.
It was a bad, bad deal from the beginning, and they got, the city somehow got locked in. This is the only deal, no other publicly owned company like the exhibition or the zoo, they're all public trusts, and then they from there have open tender processes for subleases.
But what do you think happened? I mean, it looks like there was a deal.
Yeah, no, the city and all their committees and their years of reports on this with all the recommendations for a new governance suddenly got derailed because the Kiwanis Club were outraged and...
They hired some lobbyists.
Big-time lobbyists. They hired Paul Sutherland, who's the former deputy mayor of Mel Lastman, and... Of course, he's still in charge of things, and so is Mel Lastman, it seems.
Well, so what could they have possibly told David Miller's executive committee that would have gotten them to change their mind on this?
Well, basically, all the recommendations on this Castleman Advisory Committee's three-year study panelists were a number of new visions, And they've basically taken those visions and said, we're incorporating them all ourselves, therefore you don't need a new trust because we're trustees. And they therefore put a plan in front of the city incorporating all that, bringing on the lobbyists and spin doctors. And they also made a deal with Liberty Grand, who was one of the companies I was suggesting back 3 years ago would be good to take a look at this.
We're running out of time. I just have to ask you, I've been to the castle myself. It seems that it's not living up to its full potential. This is kind of an icon of your family's heritage.
Right.
How do you feel seeing it go this way?
Oh, it's very, very upsetting completely. And what I suggest is that this isn't a done deal yet. It has to be in front of city council on Monday. So people could write their letters of outrage to the clerk at toronto.ca, and then they will be on record, and the councillors will receive that before their vote on Monday on this.
Alternately, they could just contact their city councillor as well.
But it won't be registered. The main thing is to get it registered on file so that all the councillors get it on their file. And the only way to do that is to send it to clerk@toronto.ca.
All right, Trelawney, we've got to get going. Thank you very much for joining
okay,
us today.
Just one other thing. I've got a 3-year report, so they go to castlelomatrust.ca. They can look up all the history on this and what's happened, and it's very upsetting, and hopefully something will be able to be done to change, to reverse this around.
Thanks a lot, Trelawney.
Thank you so much, John.
Trelawney Howell is the great-grandniece of Sir Henry Pellet, who built Castle Loma.
Thanks for your time today, Trelawney.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.